Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 31 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is not the piece I had actually intended to share today. I literally just finished writing it. I mean, just this second. And it still hasn't been edited, so it may be a little rough. I tend to self-edit when I read, so bear with me. It's actually based on a flash prompt picture from several days ago. When I originally looked at the picture, which is a hand holding a rose with blood dripping, I thought, I don't have anything to write about this. I hate roses. I woke up this morning with this idea in my head and decided to just run with it. We stand there, both of us, staring at the too small mound of fresh earth and the stone that shows birth and death on the same day, in the same year. Dearest, it is growing dark. Are you certain you wish to remain here? Just a little longer, I tell my husband, please. It wasn't usual anymore, the burying of bodies, but I had insisted. I want to bring him home. I want to bury him next to his grandfather. And so, even though we live in an age where the dead are cremated and their ashes mixed into gardens, or, for those who have the resources, consigned to the heart of a star, we put the body of our stillborn son in stasis and carted him halfway across the quadrant for an old-fashioned funeral. Our friends and family had returned to the spaceship that brought us here, but we'd be staying on in our jungle bungalow on the privately owned planet that was sometimes a retreat, sometimes a refuge, sometimes a vacation destination, and always, always the place we both considered home even more than the silvery ship in orbit where my husband worked. I don't know where the roses had come from. Obviously someone had sent them, as you do. We'd received all kinds of flowers and cards. My uncle, the rock star, had even planted a grove of trees on one of the colony worlds where he was donating performances and music lessons. Part of his image restructuring, I knew, but a nice gesture, even so. I do know that the sharp thorns were the only thing I could feel, biting through the gloves my husband had insisted I wear and drawing blood that was dripping steadily to the ground, sinking into the soil. A part of me left with my child who will never grow up. Dearest, you are shivering and you are bleeding. Please allow me to escort you back inside. I turn to look into his face, etched with sorrow and grief that matches mine, and worry lines that are all his own. I don't want to. I'm not ready to leave him. We shall not leave him, beloved. We will only be inside, a few meters away. We will not leave him until you are ready. His tone is gentle, patient, careful. I answer with a nod. I allow him to pry the rose from my hand. He stares at it for a moment, my blood staining his skin, and then he drops it and leads me inside. The rest of the bouquet is waiting there on the counter, the card unopened. I wait to read it until after I've changed into an old t-shirt and sweatpants and allowed the thorn pricks in my hand to be treated. My reaction to the words is immediate and violent. I sweep my hand across the counter, knocking the vase to the floor. It shatters on the tile, water and broken glass spraying everywhere. My husband shouts my name, filling the syllables with alarm and concern. "What is wrong?" he asks me, leading me away from the mess. I hand him the card. See his expression change as he reads the simple message addressed solely to me. I'm so sorry for your loss, Pigeon. There is no signature, but it doesn't matter. We both know who sent the flowers. I have recognized that these were not from a close friend, my husband says, taking the blame for my upset as his own. You have never cared for roses.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.